In 1940, Treasury officials began calling the ESF its secret weapon, as millions of dollars were loaned to China to resist the Japanese invasion and to Argentina to defend against Nazi influence. Some isolationist members of Congress were unhappy with these expenditures of American tax money and were doubly unhappy to learn that the ESF was under no obligation to follow U.S. laws. The ESF has continued to hold tremendous sway over global financial policy and has been described as the largest financial agency in the world. After World War II, ESF chief Harry Dexter White helped design the world's new monetary system, including its best-known creations, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank. White concurrently served on many government committees, including one that founded the Office of Strategic Services, OSS, forerunner of the CIA. Today, the ESF has copycat agencies in many states and itself has been accused of being a slush fund for CIA black operations. There are even accusations of laundering drug money. The fund operates outside of legislative oversight and public scrutiny and, while technically legal, outside of the intentions of the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. According to Lawrence Houston, the first general counsel of the CIA, the heart and soul of covert operations is the provisions of unvouchered funds and the inviolability of such funds from outside inspection. This is accomplished through hidden mechanisms such as the ESF. In 2008, when the Federal Reserve borrowed $90.3 billion to bail out the bankrupt American International Group, AIG, the funds came through the ESF, where some staffers worried that Congress might object if the ESF's role was discovered. Former presidential candidate Dr. Ron Paul has called the ESF a slush fund hidden within the Federal Reserve System. The initial funding of the program came from taking the gold in from the people and then revaluing up so they had some money. So it's off-budget budgeting. Congress doesn't keep appropriating money. They, the ESF, can earn enough interest buying treasury bills, but they can interfere in the market, explained Paul. The hidden nature of the ESF has caused the media to refer merely to monetary authorities when it means the ESF, and allows the Fed to take the blame for any mistakes. Eric DeCarbonell, a prolific blogger at MarketSkeptics.com, has produced a video series revealing an immense amount of information on the ESF. He concluded that the agency controls the New York Fed, runs the CIA's black budget, and is the architect of the world's monetary system, IMF, World Bank, etc. ESF financing, through the OSS and then the CIA, built up the worldwide propaganda network which has so badly distorted history today, including erasing awareness of its existence from popular consciousness. It has been directly involved in virtually every major U.S. fraud/scandal since its creation in 1934. The London Gold Pool, the Kennedy assassinations, Iran-Contra, CIA drug trafficking, HIV, and worse.